It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Beniga. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, and Bellingham American Legion Post 441. Three great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And say good morning to Josh Beniga, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing all right. I think my might be developing some allergies here, but that's a sure sign that spring's here.
That's right. Exactly. That's good and bad, right?
Yep.
But spring is generally a good thing.
It is. It is.
Yeah, put the snowblower away and get the mower out, and away we go. I mowed, yep. mowed my yard for the first time, the whole thing here this weekend. So
I mowed mine last weekend, but I think it needs it again.
I sprayed some more dandelions. That's the second time around on those babies. So I think I got them this time. We'll see.
So let's hope so.
Hopefully, yeah. So, well, let's salute a veteran here today, shall
we? Of course. Today we're saluting Corporal Clifford Harry Redepenning. Cliff was born on November 25th, 1931, in, over by LB, South Dakota. Passed away on July 8th, 2016 in Ortonville. He owned Cliff's Body Shop in Ortonville for over 40 years. He entered active duty on February 29th, 1952 on a leap year. In Minneapolis in the United States Marine Corps. Was honorably discharged just shy of 2 years later on February 17th, 1954 at Treasure Island in San Francisco, California. He was a radio telephone operator. He witnessed a nuclear bomb test in the Yucca Flats at Camp Desert Rock, Nevada, during his time in service. He also served in Korea for 5 months and 11 days. And some medals and ribbons that he earned were the National Defense Service Medal, the Korean Service Medal, and the United Nations Service Medal. So thank you, Cliff, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
Yeah, and speaking of people who witnessed the big nuclear tests there, we lost one of those people here just recently, Bob Borman.
Yep. Our condolences go out to his family and loved ones.
Certainly. That funeral coming up here later this week. So, mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's talk about our topic on hand today. Veterans are urged to update their permanent addresses.
Yeah, this press release came from the West Palm Beach, Florida VA healthcare system. But it encourages veterans to ensure proper, correct addresses. I read that a recent article on military.com suspects that over 25,000 veterans' addresses may have been incorrectly changed in VA systems. With the millions of veterans that are in receipt of VA health care and benefits, 25,000 isn't that much in the grand scheme of things. But, you know, they were inadvertently changed, and, you know, it's good to have the most up-to-date address, especially if there's pending claims or you receive medications by mail and things like that from the VA. So the Veterans Health Administration has detected inconsistencies with how veterans' permanent mailing addresses are being updated and stored at VA medical facilities and shared with the National Enrollment System. In light of this issue, West Palm Beach VA is urging area veterans to encourage their addresses correct within the agency. You know, like I said, this came from West Palm Beach, Florida, but it was mentioned nationally on military.com. Doing so will help VA ensure that VA healthcare related items like lab tests, prescriptions, etc., disability comp, pension benefits, or more are going to the correct addresses. Veterans are asked to update their permanent address by signing into VA's website at va.gov/change-address. Veterans that don't have computer or online access to VA, they can call 877-222-8387 to update their addresses. This phone number will update addresses for VA healthcare, compensation, pension, benefits, claims and appeals, and vocational rehabilitation and employment. There's also phone numbers to update CHAMP VA benefits and GI Bill and Home Loan Guarantee benefits. They're separate numbers. For GI Bill, it's 888-GI-BILL-1. That's 888-442-8551. For CHAMP VA benefits, the phone number is 800-733-8387. And for home loan guarantee benefits, it's 877-827-3702. Most of these phones are staffed during normal business hours, Eastern Standard Time. A lot of times you'll be connected to the nearest regional office with the appropriate staff to update the your information. So, might not hurt to double check, the VA, every time you go to the VA for a doctor's appointment, they ask if your address is correct. Might want to take a couple seconds to look at that and make sure it is correct.
Right.
Or contact these numbers if you have questions, or you can contact our office and maybe the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
Well, that number is
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And of course, you can contact our office. Normal business hours are 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, but not this week.
You can take a little vacation time.
Taking a couple of days off to help control the varmint population in South Dakota.
I'm sure they appreciate it out there.
Yep. So, yeah, that's the text message I just received.
So there's a sign on that side of the board that says, "Welcome, Josh Bettega." Yeah.
No, it's not quite that, nope. But it's a good time, and going out with a few colleagues from other counties.
A little R&R never hurt anybody.
That's right.
All right.
I'll be closing at 11:30 today, just as a heads up to people I got some appointments in Montevideo I need to get to this afternoon. So otherwise, we're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445.
In a lush garden level.
Lower level of the courthouse.
We wanted to put in a plug for the VFW Auxiliary here in Madison. They're having an omelet brunch on Sunday the 19th. That'll be from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. to State Bucks. It says you do the picking, they'll do the mixing. So you tell them what you want, and they'll mix it up for you. So
that's cooked order omelets are always good.
They are. Over at the VFW.
It's one of those things that you never have a bad one.
That's right. And I prefer that. I'm glad they're doing that instead of pancakes, because I'm all pancaked out. So
I do like some good pancakes, though.
They're good once in a while.
Yep.
But omelets are good, too. All right. Yep. Well, thank you, Josh, and enjoy a couple days off there. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thank you. Sounds good.
Josh Bettega, Lackbarrow Veteran Service Officer, with us this morning here on Vets Info on the Air. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lackbarrow County Post 1656. Bellingham American Legion Post 441 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.